The job of raising children single-handedly is certainly one of the hardest tasks there is. The financial responsibility, along with the need to nurture and protect your children, all takes a serious toll on the single parent. It's no surprise then that a single mom would eagerly seek a relationship with someone who can share the load. But one needs to exercise great caution in a situation like this. We'll discuss what we mean on the next Family Matters. Don't go away. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. Our question today comes from a mom of three who is feeling the void of a parenting partner. She asks, as a single mom with three young children, is it okay for me to want another person around to help carry the load? I used to feel pretty self-sufficient, but the burden of doing it all by myself is getting heavier. I work full-time, take online college courses, and I'm active in church. Do you have any advice for someone in my situation? There's nothing wrong with desiring to enrich your life with close human relationships. If anyone has told you that self-sufficiency is preferable to human interconnectedness, or that the only relationship you need is the one you have with God, they are ignoring what God Himself has said in His Word. The Creator designed us to live in close connection with others. Adam was in perfect fellowship with God before the fall. Yet the Lord was still able to look at him and say, "It is not good for man to be alone." That's Genesis 2:18. This statement has a special application to marriage, of course, but it's also valid in a much broader sense. The New Testament is filled with one another verses and passages that emphasize the importance of relationships within the body of Christ. Among other things, we are commanded to love one another, pray for one another, confess our sins to one another, comfort one another, and bear one another's burdens. In a more specific sense, it's completely normal and natural that a woman in your position should desire to find a man, to share her life and help her shoulder the burden of raising three children. It sounds like you're exceptionally busy and committed, perhaps overcommitted, and it's reasonable to suppose that a husband could be a great support to you at this stage in your life. In particular, you need to take steps to ensure that your children don't get neglected in the midst of all your other activities, and all the best research indicates that kids thrive best in a two-parent household. Nevertheless, you have to be cautious about entering into a relationship on the basis of this kind of need. As you probably know, marriage is not simply a pragmatic partnership, and a spouse is something more than a provider, a housekeeper, a nanny, or an assistant parent. Before moving in that direction, we would strongly encourage you to get some counseling and take a hard look at the kind of relationships you've had in the past. If those relationships have been unhealthy and the men have been irresponsible, you want to do everything in your power to avoid repeating that pattern. Get in touch with Focus on the Family's Counseling Department, where our staff will be happy to discuss your specific needs with you. They can also provide you with a list of referrals to qualified professional therapists in your area. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. In the meantime, make an effort to develop some close relationships with other Christian women. Your church is a good place to start. If your congregation sponsors a mom's group, get involved with it. Do everything you can to build a network of connections with caring women in your neighborhood and community. Join a babysitting co-op so you can get a break from the kids once in a while. Whatever you do, remember that God is in control of your life. He may bring a wonderful Christian man into your life in the future, someone who will love and cherish both you and your kids. But you need to do some of the personal work necessary to grow and mature so that you're ready should that special individual come along. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.